You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Episode of Phone Bill is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave your message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hi, my name is Lila Gray, and you're listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're calling in from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Musqueam territory. Today, I will be showing you a list of songs that inspire me and my music on the daily, and artists that I listen to almost every day and inspire me all the time. All right, starting off the lineup today, we have Ribs by Lord, and that'll be followed by Montreal by Me. That song came out in January of this year off of my latest album, Not What I Was Promised. So I decided to start off the podcast with Ribs because it's one of my all-time favorite songs. Ever since it came out, I've just been listening to it. It's on almost all my playlists, and I feel like a lot of my music is inspired by it. Lord has such an influence on pretty much everything I do. Her music is so contemporary and intricate at the same time, and everything she does is just so crazy influential to what I do. So Ribs being one of the first songs I heard from her really had that initial influence and has always inspired me to make a track sort of similar to it. And even the lyrical content in it is so, I don't know, I just relate to it so hard. It's really representative of what it's like to be a teenager and this century, and I have always related to those words even before I was a teenager, but I wanted to make a track that had similar feeling and content to Ribs, and that's why I followed Ribs up with Montreal, because that's the song that I wanted sort of the same feeling derived from it. I spent the summer of 2019 alone in Montreal with a couple friends and some cousins exploring the city and the province and just feeling very youthful, for lack of a better term. And that time of my life is so special and precious to me. And I really wanted to create a track that embodied the feeling of the hot, humid months there. And I felt like that was the time to bring Ribs into it and really explore the themes of youth and, you know, juvenile innocence and exploring the world at your fingertips, which is something you can't really do right now during COVID. So listening back on this song and you know, the song is about a city I don't live in right now, so traveling even brings me an immense amount of joy and nostalgia as well, which is exactly the feeling I was hoping for. And Ribs really helped sort of format that and give me, you know, ideas to work off of and bounce off of in order to put my own memories and experiences into a song. And that ended up being Montreal.
We can talk, it's so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home. I back the city cause I'm the only one awake. The night calls my name. The traffic bleeds through me, top of my lungs I scream. Streets can't make me stay up late. I'm at the top of the mountain, looking at the little things. You and I, we got no strings. Funny how we joke around till we're all drunk as hell. You pick fights and I play songs. Will we ever grow up or get along? The sun's the only thing that wakes us up. We drive home. Come along to the radio, it's broke. Really thought we'd get caught, we're just having fun, they let us go. When you're with me, I feel alone. I'm at the top of the mountain, looking at the little things. You and I, we got no strings. Funny how we joke around till we're all drunk as hell. You pick fights and I play songs. Will we ever grow up or get along? I gotta say, it's hard to wait when I know what's coming. I'll see you on the other side of
I'm at the top of the mountain, looking at the little things. You and I, we got no strings. Funny how we joke around till we're all drunk as hell. You pick fights and I play songs. Will we ever grow up or get along? I'm at the top of the mountain, looking at the little things. You and I, we got no strings. Funny how we joke around till we're all drunk as hell. You pick fights and I play songs. Will we ever grow up or get along?
You just listened to Ribs by Lorde, followed by my song Montreal. And this next little segment we've got going on, we'll start off with Saw You in a Dream by the Japanese House, followed by my song Normal People. I paired these two together because Saw You in a Dream just seems like such a sort of like lofty and sort of romanticized version of, you know, missing someone. The song explores themes about having a sort of a visitation from someone that you admire, love. And I wrote Normal People about the TV show that I binge watched over quarantine, and I read the book. And that series is really just about people finding and losing each other over years and years of miscommunication. And, you know, everything reminds the other person of the other person. And Saw You in a Dream just sort of embodies that for me a little bit. It's like, you know, she's talking about how there's a visitation from someone she loves, or, you know, wants to be with, or whatever. And Normal People just seems like every kind of object in every room and every experience, the characters are reminded of each other through years and years of not being together, and they eventually find each other. And I think Saw You in a Dream is such a beautiful way of sort of expressing that longing and feeling like there is a presence with you, even if you're alone at the current moment. I also really love the kind of melancholic undertones that Saw You in a Dream has, and all of the book of Normal People and all of the series has really depressing undertones through the whole thing. And I wanted a song that sort of carries that with it. So writing Normal People, I needed some sort of inspiration to have behind it, because I always like to have some sort of reference track for instruments or feeling or whatever. So, you know, finding Saw You in a Dream, I really felt like that was something to, it has hints of happiness in it, but really does have a lot of melancholic undertones. And I found it was a really good reference track for creating Normal People. So yeah, in this next segment, you'll hear Saw You in a Dream by the Japanese House, followed by my song, Normal People.
Closed. I want you so bad. Then I awoke and knew. I forgot how it felt to feel whole, what it meant to be mended. Instead of crushed and dependent on grim attention, never knew what it felt to be unwelcome, covered by a wave of jealous velvet. Your love like a sweet summer venom. But how do you feel when I look at you? Do you wanna do things we shouldn't do? Does that glance give a taste or a clue? You make me feel like normal people do. It's so bad when you're involved. For conversation till ties dissolve. When you say it's been a lonely fall, but how do you feel when I look at you? Do you wanna do things we shouldn't do? Does that glance give a taste or a clue? You make me feel like normal people do. I hate everyone but you. Can you hear? I'm in the room with you. Can you see me? I miss you more than life. Can you feel me? When you make me feel like normal people do. But how do you feel when I look at you? Do you wanna do things we shouldn't do?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustail.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
All right, you just heard Saw You in a Dream by The Japanese House, followed by my song Normal People. Over the course of this past year, I've been trying to push genre a little bit of what I've been writing. And I grew up listening to a lot of reggae, and I've always loved it. So I really rediscovered a bunch of artists or songs that I grew up listening to and thought it might be kind of cool to find, you know, different instruments or percussion rhythms or patterns that are commonly used in reggae to sort of like, you know, infuse a little bit of that into my regular writing and production process. So I started to listen to a bunch of Bob Marley, which I grew up listening to, and discovered lots of other reggae artists like Scotty. And so I really wanted to find a backbeat that's super common through a lot of reggae songs to just show that influence in my music. And Jamming by Bob Marley is such a quintessential reggae song and has that backbeat in it. So for this next segment, I paired Jamming by Bob Marley and Afterlife by Benny into a little group, because I feel like Benny really demonstrates what it's like to have a modern reggae influence, especially from someone who's not a person of color who can't, like, you know, actually make reggae music, but is able to have that influence in it. And I think it's super cool to play with the genre bending, and she does that really well with, you know, pop influence and a bit of reggae influence with the backbeat and the different instrumentation throughout. And I think it's so cool the way that music's headed right now, with genres are kind of just being exploded and everything's sort of just turning into whatever it wants it to be, and each individual project is sort of its own genre. And I think that's so cool. And so mixing genres is just such a neat thing. And reggae is such an intensely cool style of music. And it's just so experimental. And I love all of the instrumentation and percussion that they use. So I really started listening to a bunch more than I normally did over this past year, and has really had a big influence on my music. So so you'll first hear Jamming by Bob Marley and the Wailers, and then that's followed by Afterlife by Benny.
Oh, running, which I'm facing. You've got this wrong, you are mistaken. Inject me with some kind of poison. Body shuts down and I'm left falling. Am I supposed to fight? Here, leave my soul behind. Blank walls surrounding me, stuck in between two scenes. And every part of me was left purple and green. One more lost lonely teen, left broke down chasing dreams. Now what am I to do? In a state of feeling confused, planning out my revenge on you. In this afterlife, I see you as the killer, pulling down on the trigger, like I mean nothing.
Next two songs I paired together is Nothing Is You by Bleachers, and that'll be followed by Papa by Scott Hellman. I paired these two together because both of these artists really have a beautiful, beautiful way of writing their lyrics. And, you know, instrumentation is one part of writing music, but lyrics is a whole other thing and is an absolute massive part of what drives me to write music. It's a way of processing emotions or experiences, and it's very therapeutic. And both of these songs are very melancholy, but they have such intensely beautiful lyrics. And both these artists, Jack Antonoff and Scott Hellman, are just insane lyricists. And all of their music is just so, so cool and so largely cool, I think, because of their skills when it comes to writing lyrics. And it's such an inspiration to hear old ideas that are brought forward in a new way and phrased in a new way. And it just goes to show that, you know, you can never say the same thing so many times and it gets old, because you can just change the way that it's formatted or said. And I think it's so cool. So both of these songs are pretty depressing, but they're both so beautiful and so inspiring for me as a lyricist as well. And it just goes to show that you can just keep learning new ways to write and keep expanding on your craft in both instrumentation and lyrics as well. You know, there's never an end point. You can always keep growing. And I think that's really cool. So yeah, off the bat, we have Nothing Is You by Bleachers, and that'll be followed by Pop Up by Scott Hellman.
She puts on a black dress. I clean my glasses and phone. Frankie says it's worthless to stop and build a home. But as for me, I've waited longer than I've been clear, and I can't keep it clean anymore. Since nothing has changed me quite like you. No, nothing has changed me quite like you. I left my house on Friday, Sunday begging please. Challenged all my best friends, I've challenged them to leave. But as for me, I've waited longer than I've been clear, and I can't be alone anymore. Since nothing has changed me quite like you. Now nothing has changed me quite like you.
Don't have much time left, so let's use up what we got. Yeah, it's on days like this I wish we believed in God. You're looking back at your life, I'm looking forward to mine. It's true, but it don't make sense that we're both running out of time. Remember Thomas the Tank Engine and the sips of gin on a jet lagged winter night. Remember the way you drove those London roads, had to hold on for my life. You were like feet, five, four, from calling up the stairs. We laugh, me and Jack saying, Papa, I'm scared. Now I'm really scared. Talk just like the old you, and then you start to cough. I'm trying to be strong, but it's obvious I'm not. You're looking back at your life, I'm looking forward to mine. It's true, but it don't make sense that we're both running out of time. Remember Thomas the Tank Engine and the sips of gin on a jet-lagged winter night. Remember the way you drove those London roads, had to hold on for my life. You were like feet, five, four, from calling up the stairs. We laugh, me and Jack saying, Papa, I'm scared. But now I'm really scared.
Message received Friday, May 31st at 11:33 p.m.
Ciao. I'm in Buckley Ward, I think room 8, and I'm really knackered, really want to go to bed.
We'll always remember Thomas the Tank Engine and the sips of gin on a jet lagged winter night. Remember the way you drove those London roads, had to hold on for my life. You were like 3, 5, 4 fun, calling up the stairs. We laugh, me and Jack saying, Papa, I'm scared. Now I'm really scared.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Yeah, so you just heard Nothing Is You by Bleachers, and that was followed by Papa by Scott Hellman. Though I feel like pop music can have a pretty terrible rap sometimes, there are some artists that are doing it really, really well right now, and two of those artists are Ralph and Charlotte Cardin. So the next two songs I've got up here is Something More by Ralph and Passive Aggressive by Charlotte Cardin. We'll follow that song. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the pop music industry is pretty toxic at some points, and the music can kind of be toxic a little bit too, just by nature. But I think it's really impressive when an artist can do it super well and keep it, you know, because the backbone of pop is really cool, and it's pop for a reason. It's popular. There's, you know, people love it. So I think when I find an artist who's doing it really well and not in a, you know, semi-disturbing way or doing it for popularity or whatever, I think it's really interesting. And that has the instrumentation and the lyrics, both those components come together and make something very, very cool. So both of these artists that I'll play are insanely gifted with, you know, talent in both like the musical component. Their voices are both insane and super distinct. Their lyrics are just gorgeous if you listen to them. And if you listen to more and more of their music, can hear that and watch their, you know, lyrical abilities grow through their catalog of music. And I just think they're two artists that are doing the pop genre very, very well right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have going on in the future of their careers and hearing more music by both of them. They're insanely talented artists. First up, Something More by Ralph, followed by Passive Aggressive by Charlotte Cardin.
The sound of the creaking floors, just as familiar as the cracks in your palm. And I wanna be in this moment with you, but I'm restless here. I got these dreams and I can't seem to shake them. Is there something more? Is there something better? And will I find it if I leave you behind? At 20 something. Close my eyes.
cause there's a man on my arm, and your name's crossed on my heart forever. You are your actions, relations, and I don't have the patience or temper.
This pop influence and all of these different components I've been talking about through this podcast, with instrumentation and lyrics and bending genre and all these different components, really come into play when it comes to writing my own music and producing my own music and composing it. And this past year, I feel like I've really grown as an artist and started to bend different genres that I've always wanted to sort of tap into. And I think, even though, you know, pop is, you know, the popular genre, and indie is becoming, is coming up a little bit more, I do feel like most of my ability lies in pop at the moment. So I'm trying to draw more genres in to be able to expand into in my base into other genres. But at the moment, it lies pretty solidly in pop. So I've been trying to bring more and more genres into individual tracks and projects. And Nevermind was kind of the first one of those I felt like I did a decent job at anyways. So Nevermind was the first single off of my album, Not What I Was Promised, and it came out in September of 2020. I wrote it over lockdown, and I knew once I wrote it, I was like, that's the combination of genres that I've been wanting to try and tap into for a while, and kind of hit the sweet spot between indie and, you know, alternative or whatever with pop influences. So that was kind of the goal with this track, and I hope that I did it well. I feel like it was somewhat successful. So to wrap up this podcast, we have Nevermind by me, Lila Gray.
I keep a veil of misconception, pose a hoax in position like an illusion of surprise. I told you never mind, was just a lie. But there's one thing I know, I walk this alone, you're not my ally. I'm in need of fallout. Your white noise is too loud.
Drown it out.
I only sleep without a sound, you're out of bounds.
Drown it out.
I told you never mind. Like what I felt was just a lie. But there's one thing I know, I walk this alone, you're not my ally. I'm wide awake. I choked back yesterday. My thoughts on display. Looks like we've outrun the rain. I told you never mind. Like what I felt was just a lie. But there's one thing I know, I walk this alone, you're not my ally. I keep a veil of misconception. Pose a hoax in position. Like an illusion of spirits.
You listen to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Lila Gray. You can find me on pretty much any social as Lila Gray Music. That's L-I-L-A-G-R-A-Y Music. Thanks for listening, and I hope you check out all these artists that I brought up. They're all super insanely talented and cool people. And have a sweet day. Keep supporting all your tiny little artists. Hopefully concerts will be back soon and everyone will be vaccinated. Sweet.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.